Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, midweek, Wednesday, September the 20th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 56 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion, a little warmer than it was yesterday at this time, about 10 degrees warmer, so we will take it. Now, very interestingly enough, what I would call this is Autumn Eve. Because as I have said many times before, I believe that autumn comes on September 21st. Now, we learned yesterday when Adam called in that apparently the meteorologists have all gotten together this year and have decided that autumn is going to come on September 23rd. So, Saturday, I guess. I don't know how that all works, but as I've always said, I believe the 21sts are when we should celebrate these things, make it nice and easy. First day of autumn, September 21st. First day of winter, December 21st. First day of spring, March 21st. And first day of summer, June 21st. But it is what people make of it. So tomorrow, I will probably say it's the first day of autumn. Now, you can say I'm wrong, if you like, but and hold off until Saturday to get into autumn. But I believe that tomorrow is the first day of autumn. Now, is that a solstice or an equinox? I think it's I believe that the first day of summer and the first day of winter are the equinoxes, and the first day of spring and the first day of autumn are the solstices. I believe that's right. Do I know for sure? Not really, but I believe that that's right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, let's see what trouble we can get into this morning, because yesterday, I'll tell you, if you missed yesterday's show, boy, did you miss a good one. And I'm going to touch on that just a little bit about yesterday's program. But here at the top of the program, a few things I want to do. I do want to say thank you again to Mr. Shirk, Larry Shirk, longtime listener and friend of this station. Last week dropped off a lot of great produce at the radio station for me. Green peppers and tomatoes and all kinds of other peppers. And Mr. and Mrs. Shirk, Phyllis and Larry, have always been great to me and continue to be great, so I thank the Shirks for doing that. And again, we want to send out well wishes to two longtime listeners, John and Carolyn Heimlich. I know I ran into John on Monday, and Carolyn right now is recovering from a fall. She's doing well and hopefully will be back up and at 'em in the beginning of October. So my best wishes to John and Carolyn. I don't know if they're out there listening this morning, but hope they're back with us soon and hope the healing process goes well. So John and Carolyn, hope everything is going well. Now, I've got to say one more thing about National Cheeseburger Day. And again, I'll give you the short story on this. On Monday, I went to McDonald's. They gave me a handout. It said they're going to celebrate National Cheeseburger Day with 50-cent cheeseburgers. And I thought, okay, well, I'll announce this the next day on the radio. I'll announce it on Tuesday. Well, yesterday morning, I got out the flyer to announce it and realized that I had missed National Cheeseburger Day, which was Monday. And by the way, it wasn't just a cheeseburger for 50 cents. It was a double cheeseburger for 50 cents. And as I read the advertisement, because there was some question of this yesterday, was there a limit? It doesn't say anything about a limit. You had to use the app, but I did not see any limit. So in any event, we miss National Cheeseburger Day, but I did run into somebody yesterday. Now, this is how big an event National Cheeseburger Day was. Somebody said to me, who I don't think heard the show at all yesterday, said, I bet you were over getting your cheeseburgers on Monday, or did you go over and get your cheeseburgers on Monday for 50 cents or a dollar or whatever they were? I don't even think they knew what was going on, but they knew that it was National Cheeseburger Day. So apparently this did get around to a lot of people. Obviously, it missed me by about 24 hours, so no 50-cent double cheeseburger for me. But people did realize it around the community because I was asked about it yesterday. But basically, the person asked me about this to say that they don't eat cheeseburgers. So I'm not really sure why they were even asking me about this anyway. Now, they were telling me this as they were eating brownies. So, you know, what is healthy to you? Cheeseburgers, brownies? I don't know. Okay. And we want to go over these facts because we do try to bring information to the community here on this show. The Busy Bee Convenience Store, there is an opening soon sign in the window. That's the old certified station on Main Street. And we have learned that the You Roll It Tobacco Store has moved from the old Joann Fabrics in the old Hills parking lot to the old Fahey Bank location. That's how we refer to everything. That's how we know where things are. The old, the old, the old. And we also now realize that hello, Goodwill. Scott. Oh, hello. Go ahead.
Before you get too far along, I wanted to wish you a national happy pepperoni pizza day.
Today's pepperoni pizza day?
It is.
Oh, my. And we didn't plan anything out for this?
No.
we're waiting for Thanksgiving Eve, right?
We're waiting for a national pumpkin pizza day.
Pumpkin pizza. You know, I was talking about this the other day with somebody because 2 years ago on Thanksgiving Eve, the day before Thanksgiving, we had the pizza, which was the turkey pizza. Now, last year, we had the pumpkin pie pizza, which went over tremendously. Do we have any ideas for this year, Thanksgiving Eve?
No, we'll have to put our heads together and come up with something special.
Well, I was trying
maybe a duck pizza.
Well, you know, what I was thinking of, because the pumpkin pie pizza went over so well, the only other thing that is so associated with Thanksgiving, besides the turkey and pumpkin pie, I think in third place is probably cranberry sauce.
Actually, I think there might have been some dried cranberry on the pumpkin pizza. I can't remember. I have to look at the recipe. But yeah, we could do something with cranberry.
Because I was thinking
pumpkin pizza and a cranberry pizza.
Well, because I know that pumpkin pizza went over very well, and if we had a cranberry, you know, like, because I always say I like the plop of the cranberry sauce. If we had some kind of a cranberry pizza, I think that'd be very interesting.
Put some thought on that here. We'll have to go to the test kitchen to find out what we can do.
So National Pepperoni Pizza Day comes 2 days after National Cheeseburger Day.
That's right.
Did you know about National Cheeseburger Day?
I did see that.
Oh, so
and I saw some of the burgers, but I didn't get out to enjoy it, actually.
So there was other McDonald's were celebrating this.
Yes, and I think Wendy's had a special, and I think I don't even know if Burger King did it or not, but a lot of places had specials.
My goodness, how did I miss out on all this?
You need somebody to keep track of your activities, your holidays or something.
I need a better calendar or something. I don't know. I'm missing all the stuff. But National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Now, in your opinion, being a pizza connoisseur and being in the pizza business for so long, if you were going to get a pizza today to celebrate National Pepperoni Pizza Day, where would you go?
There's a lot of good varieties out there, but I think I might lean towards Donato's.
Donato's, really? That's, you know, I had a pizza last week from Domino's, and I had not eaten from Domino's in a long time, and I really liked it.
Yeah, they're good, too. I think they've improved over the years.
I think they have, too. And wasn't there a tie-in with Domino's and your business?
Yes, there were a couple tie-ins, and they were bitter rivals to the end as well. But, yeah, there are some tie-ins.
What is
a lot of our chief founder of everybody came from Domino's, kind of a spinoff company.
Now I want to be make sure I'm saying this right. It's National Pepperoni Pizza Day, not National Pizza right. Day.
Correct.
National Pep. So if you're really going to be with the spirit of this holiday, you've got to have pepperoni pizza. You know, I wish I would have known this. We would have had some kind of big celebration here this morning. I don't have any pizza in front of me or anything.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I know. Well, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight I'll be able to celebrate National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
It might be National Delivery Day, too, so you might be able to combine the two.
Well, I wonder if any pizza places are doing anything special today because of National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Well, they better get on the stick if they're not. Get it out there.
They don't want to be overshadowed. Yeah, they don't want to be overshadowed by National Cheeseburger Day.
That's right.
Did you hear the show yesterday?
Yes, I did.
That's just what I was about to go into. Do you have any feeling either way on the topic yesterday?
Tell you the truth, I did hear the show, but I forget the topic.
Well, I forget the whole show, but it's it was about being confronted in public about an interview I had done by a candidate.
The secret politician there.
Yeah, the little contretemps that happened.
Well, I think you need to quit swinging that mic around like,
Roger
Dolphin, they're swinging the mic around there, probably hit somebody, you know?
Well,
that's what I'm complaining about.
You know what? I tell you the honest truth of it, and it's become a thing. People have asked me about it in public now. We've talked about it on the radio. The people who saw it happen have continued to ask about it. I was talking about it last night with somebody, and the interesting thing about it is that really I get it. I really do get it. I got it when the person was raising their voice to me, letting me know why they did not like the interview. I understand it. When you're in somebody's camp and you're running for office, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of time, and I can see where you would get easily offended. I understand it. I did not take it personally. But on the other hand, when you do it in public, other people see it. If it had been done in private, I would have never mentioned it. And also, I did tell the politician, it wasn't the politician, I do want to make that clear, who said anything to me. It was somebody who was associated with them. And when I talked to the politician about it, I told them I would straighten that part out, which is what really why I talked about it yesterday. And I just, to me, I understand it. But then again, everybody I've talked to, I haven't heard one person say they thought that they did the right thing. Now, I'm sure people in their group think they did the right thing because they're in their group. But I just can't imagine that calling me in private, even walking up to me in public and saying, you know what, I didn't care for that. I understand that. But the way it happened.
I don't know which politician you're talking about, you know, and so forth. And I know you want to keep that quiet, but that's good. But, you know, I did hear both of the interviews. And the one I think you're talking about, you asked some pretty tough questions that I don't think he was prepared to answer. And I think that's probably more what the beef is, not the fact that it was a spontaneous interview. But I think you asked some tough questions, and they weren't prepared to answer them.
Well, so you think that actually this is really not about the hyperbole of saying, I threw a mic in somebody's face.
No. Everybody knows that, you know, that's not the case.
So, well, you know, it is interesting. That's an interesting perspective on the thing because I wouldn't think that would be it. I wouldn't think somebody would really think that I would throw a microphone in somebody's face, and I can't imagine that people would get angry about that. You know, and the thing about this, and I even hate saying this because I don't like when people do this to me, but in keeping the person's name private and what else happened that day, there were some forceful comments in that conversation. It wasn't just, I don't like that you said this. You know, this conversation went on for probably 3-4 minutes and loud. And there were other things said. And that, to me,
I guess it just is foreign to me, although I do understand it. When you feel something personally, and they're your people, I get that. But I don't think anything I did was unfair. I guess that was my point.
No.
So
I mean, you were perfectly well within your means as a reporter, and you had every right to be there, and I'm sure you politely put the microphone in front of their face and asked them some questions. And like I said, I think you asked some tough questions that they weren't prepared for.
Well, here's a question I have, because I did bring this up. Nobody else in the community right now, and I don't want to fault any other media source, but I don't hear anybody asking any questions in the media. I hear people reporting on stories, but I don't hear anybody asking any questions. And I think questions do have to be asked, certainly of candidates for mayor. So my question is are we at a point now, at least in Marion and maybe other communities of this size, where there isn't a huge media presence? Are we just to the point where politicians think, well, I don't have to deal with them. I don't have to answer questions, and if I don't like the questions they're asking, I'll just put a block up. Is that where we've gotten?
Unfortunately, I think that is the way we're drifting. I mean, you know, all the national ownership of the various, you know, community newspapers and you know, media outlets, TV and radio. There's not much local going on, and I think the politicians feel that they can put out whatever they want, on Facebook or TikTok or whatever, and they don't have to deal with the public directly, and they don't have to deal with the questions directly. And so I think you're kind of swimming upstream here, you know, getting interviews, and they don't like it.
Well, you know, the thing of it is quite honestly, I'm never going to stop going for interviews because I do think it's important, but yet, you know, some people do turn you down, so that's nothing new. But I always feel that that's more of a reflection on that person than a reflection on me.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if a politician can't face the public, then they shouldn't be asking for their votes.
Well, and although, as you said, I think they were tough questions, I agree with that 100%. I don't think they were unfair questions, and I don't think in asking them that they were, I don't think I accused anybody of anything. I just asked the question.
Right. Actually, you were following up on an issue raised by another politician. Therefore, it was a perfectly legitimate question.
Yeah. Well, you know, we shall see how it all turns out in the end, and who's going to get into office is who's going to get into office. And I certainly don't think this is going to hurt anybody either way. But
no.
It's very interesting. But happy National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Thank you. Have a big stick.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
You know, if you're just tuning in and did not hear yesterday's program, here's what happened. Essentially, and I want to clear this up once again, so there's no problem. A week and a day ago, well, it was last Monday, I went to city council, so it's been more than a week ago, a week and a couple days. I went to a city council meeting, and I interviewed, you heard him on the station, I played the interviews a week ago yesterday, Bill Collins and Glenn Coble. And on Sunday, I was approached in public, in front of about 30 people, by not the candidate. Not either one of the candidates, but I was approached by one of the candidates, a member of their group, as much as I'm going to say about this. And they were very unhappy about that particular interview and said several things that they felt were wrong with that interview. Now, I emailed that candidate that night, and I took two of the points and said, here's why I asked you those questions. So I'm not even going to get into that. But there was one point that this person made that I said I would come on and clear up. Now, the point was, they said, this person who was speaking to me in public, that I had said that I threw the microphone in the candidate's face, or I put it in their face, something of that nature. And I said, I don't remember saying that, but if I did, it was just hyperbole. I didn't throw it in their face. I mean, if you threw a microphone in somebody's face, it wouldn't be a very good interview because you actually have to hold a microphone for them to hear it. And you've got to what is throwing a microphone in somebody's face? Regardless, I did not throw it in anybody's face. I asked for an interview. They said, it wasn't just an okay, but, you know, it was what it was. And we shall go on. But basically, no, I did not throw any microphones in anybody's face. I put the microphone in a good distance from their mouth so they could be heard. That's what I did. So that's that. And honestly, if somebody doesn't grant you an interview, I don't know how you get one anyway. What are you going to do, scream at them? Yell questions. I mean, if they're not answering, what are you going to do? But again, I understand why this person was upset. Politics has gotten very sharp edge. And maybe this morning I'll tell you a little story, it has nothing to do with Marion, but just how politics have gotten in this country. And maybe it's part and parcel of this whole story. So again, did not throw the microphone in anybody's face. Want to make that crystal clear. And beyond that, we'll move on down the road. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, did not know today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. That's a very good day. Now, obviously, I would not want a pepperoni pizza here at 8 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, later on in the day, a pepperoni pizza wouldn't be bad. But, you know, the problem today is that I'll actually be in public doing the other job for the majority of the day. So what are you going to do? I guess no pepperoni pizza for me today is the way that all shakes out. Although a good pepperoni pizza isn't bad. I'll have to alert people that today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Okay, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And again, on the news in Marion, Goodwill is possibly going in where the U Roll It Tobacco Place used to be on Delaware Avenue. So that's our updated news report on things going on in Marion. We're still trying to figure out what's going on in Founders Park, the digging that they're doing over there. I don't know what they're doing, but we've heard they're doing digging over in Founders Park. I really don't get over to that side of town very often. But if anybody knows what that's all about or has any other Marion news, give us a buzz here. We always love to hear it. 740-751-4038. Now, got to tell you about last night. Last night, we did a television taping. Normally, we do them on Wednesday or Thursday, but we did it early this week for a particular reason. And we got, first of all, we had Chad Clark come in. Now, Chad has been on with us twice. He's the country music recording artist. New CD out, music video out. He's from here in Marion. He filmed the music video in Marion. Great, great guy. Great, great performer. He came in last night and did an interview with us on the television program and did some live songs. That's great. You'll have to check that out on YouTube when it's out. It's not even edited yet, but we'll get it out there. So Chad came in, and it's always great to see him, and I enjoy that. And then Carrington and Matt came in, and we did our exchange program, which was a lot of fun. Chad joined us for a little bit of that, and then we got together with Carrington and Matt. Now, here's the point. Because somebody said recently, you know, I'm glad you're having a good time with your new group, and I think a lot of people wonder why I do give a lot of praise to the new group. Now, here's the reason. They are fun. They are eager, and I think anybody who's been around either one of them at the station, I know Sean has, I know Pastor Craig has, I know Pastor Whitaker has, I know that... they might be the only ones who've been around them, but they just are they have a lot of energy. They have a lot of interest. They're go-getters. They don't agree with me all the time. This is a very hard thing. But you just can't not have fun around them. Now, we have fun on the air. We have fun off the air. It is just a great atmosphere to work in. And I really don't know how you tone that down. Now, I can also say the same thing. I was also saying the other day that Pastor Craig coming back to the station has been a great thing. We have a very similar atmosphere on Fridays at the station. Friday mornings are a lot of fun. Pastor Whitaker is in. Lately, Sean Kraft has been in most Friday mornings. Matt comes in on Friday mornings. Pastor Craig comes in on Friday mornings. And we just have the best time. We argue, we laugh, we during the breaks, we have some of the most interesting, profound, fun, funny conversations. It really is a fun family atmosphere. So if you're enjoying listening at home, we're having a ton of fun doing what we do here at the station. So yes, Carrington and Matt are great. But the people who have been here a long time are great as well. And people who have returned, like Pastor Craig and Sean and Pastor Whitaker, we're having a good time. And, you know, I guess after last year, I'm not saying last year was not a good time, but it was certainly a different year. Wasn't doing as much last year as had been done in past years. So this year is just so much fun. And to stumble, well, first of all, to have Pastor Craig come back this year, and then to stumble upon Carrington and Matt, who have turned out to just be tremendous. Hey, who could get any better than that? I can't think of a better time or better people to be involved with, and the sky's the limit at this point. And I hear back from people all the time that they enjoy hearing what's going on, and they enjoy hearing from the younger people. I enjoy it. And you know what? They're not really all that young. I mean, Matt's 19, but Carrington's 22. It's not like they're teenagers. Well, I guess Matt's still a teenager for about a week and a half he's a teenager. But it's just fun. And last night, we got into a conversation, and Matt and Carrington were going at each other, and it was hilarious for me to sit there and watch that because they're passionate. They're passionate. And there's a lot to be said for passion. So, you know, hey, and the fact that they joined or learned the George Kosodis PS117 song, Matt learned it, Carrington reads it. But yet, they do the duets. It's fun. There's no embarrassment with them. You know, when somebody's a little timid and a little embarrassed by things, not that that can't be fun, it's just not the same as what we're getting with these two. So I hope you enjoy them as much as I'm enjoying them. And last night, even though yesterday was a very long day, we had a tremendous, tremendous amount of fun. So there you go. If anybody's got anything to say about that, please weigh in, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's just a good atmosphere right now to be a part of. Not that many atmospheres have been bad to be a part of. I can't think of anything that I would say, boy, that was just an awful time. But this is a particularly good time. And I don't know what caused it, except the right people coming together at the right time. And aren't we lucky? I know I'm lucky in this particular matter. So onward and upward we go. Okay, let's see here. Well, you know, this is the story I was going to tell you about politics and just where we've come in this society. And I'm going to try to tell this story. It's a tough story to tell because we're a nice family show here. But this story is kind of boggling my mind. So I'm going to tell the story because it continues to go on and on and on. Okay. And I'm going to tell this as G-rated as I can. Because, you know, I want to be G-rated on this show. I want a nice little family show here in the morning. But there's a congresswoman, a representative. There's a representative, I believe, in the 3rd District out in Colorado. I believe her name is Lauren Boebert, Representative Boebert. And I think she's 36 years old. And her political party at this point doesn't really matter because I don't think this is a political party story. But anyway, she's a representative in Colorado, Lauren Boebert. And apparently, recently, Lauren Boebert was at a performance of the play Beetlejuice, which primarily, I understand, is a kid's play. Now, I have not been to see Beetlejuice, but she was at a play with to see Beetlejuice. Now, Miss Boebert, Representative Boebert, was at this play with a gentleman. And during the play, she decided to start vaping. You know, smoking the vape machines. And apparently there was a pregnant woman there. And then, now this is the part where I've got to be G-rated. During the performance, or I don't know, before, during, they're in their seats, let's put it that way. They got a little close to each other. Let's put it that way. They got a little close to each other with their hands in the theater. Okay? Her and her boyfriend of that night. Now, they were asked to leave the theater because of the vaping and the getting close to each other in the theater. And as Representative Boebert is leaving, she gives the one-finger salute to one of the people working at the theater. Now, when first asked about this, Representative Boebert said, didn't happen. Well, then the footage came out because the theater had surveillance footage. And we do see her vaping, and we do see her and her boyfriend getting a little handsy with each other. Okay, so after that, she comes out and she says, well, you know, I'm a little exuberant, and what more can I say? Well, here, if that was all there was to it, we could stop right there. But here's where the story continues. Apparently, she's getting a lot of fallout about this. Now, apparently, her ex-husband. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure if he's an ex-husband. I think he filed for divorce earlier this year. But I'm not sure if they're fully divorced yet. In any event, he writes a letter and says, it's all my fault. I was not good to Lauren Boebert, my ex-wife, and this is all my fault. Okay. And then she says, after this, that she is no longer dating the guy who she was in the theater with because of his political party, which is the opposite political party that she is a part of. Now, does any of this make any sense to you? This is in Colorado. Now, here's why I'm telling this story. Now, my little thing yesterday about having things brought up to me in public in kind of a loud way, you know, that's politics, that's the way it goes. But look what's going on in Colorado. You know, there used to be a time when, if something like this happened, somebody might actually leave their position or be called upon to leave their position. I don't think those things happen anymore. I don't know what's happening. I really don't, because are you ever off the clock? I guess is the question. When you're a representative or a senator or a president, is there ever a clock out button where you're not being surveillanced? Now, also, I would like to say another thing about this is, to me, she's 36. Obviously, she's either headed for a divorce or the divorce has happened. Here's another problem. We talk about love and we talk about relationships. And to me, this story is not even really a political story. It just typifies to me what people that age are going through. Because when I'm talking about marriage not being good for people and being married multiple times, this is kind of in a way what I'm talking about. Because I do believe people over the age, maybe a 55, 60, see marriage differently. And maybe that's why their marriages work out. There is something about people between the ages of 30 and 50 right now where they act in a way that is not conducive to marriage. And I will tell you this. Some of the women that I have been around in life, who if you met them when they were around me, you would say, aren't they the sweetest, kindest, nicest person you've ever met? But in private, you know, everybody, I guess, gets a little lewd. Now, apparently this Representative Boebert, she doesn't wait to get into private to get a little lewd. She gets lewd in public. But I guess, you know what I think the problem is? When you're between 30 and 50, you're not a kid. So it's not that, but yet you don't feel like you're an old person. And apparently, you can still sow your wild oats, I guess. You can't do it in public, though, because things like this will happen. But that age group, I guess, still has something going on. You know, and we see it a lot of times with alcohol. They'll drink and then do something that maybe they should not do. They'll dress away, and maybe they should not dress. And you know, I don't know. It's just a very odd time, I think, in a lot of people's life where they're still trying to find themselves out, 30 to 50. And especially, apparently, women, according to this little story. But does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. We certainly are not the only show covering this story, but I find it fascinating. So if you've seen it anywhere else, or if you understand it any differently than how I've just presented it, feel free to call in. It's an interesting story. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when you were supposed to threw that microphone in that guy's face, whoever it was that at the city council meeting?
Yes.
Now, see, if you're a candidate for something and you're at the city council meeting, I think you're fair game. And you should expect and you should want somebody to interview you, give you time on the air, you know, to get messages out to your people. Now, if he was out at Walmart shopping with his wife or kids, and you come up there and throw a microphone in his face like that, I think that's different.
Well, I think you're right. I think it was the terminology, though. I think it was the... And I don't remember... I really don't remember saying it. Now, maybe I did say it. I can't deny it because I don't remember. But I think it was just the terminology of me saying that I threw the mic in his face. I threw the mic up to his face to do the interview. I guess that was not liked.
Well, I just don't think they have anything to complain about there. I think they should be happy that you gave them a little bit of time on the air instead of complaining about the time on the air.
Well, like I said earlier, there were two other points that this person made in public, but I talked those over with the candidate, and I think those were cleared up. But that point, I can't defend that point, because did I literally throw the mic in anybody's face? No. I mean, I don't know. So if I did say it, it was hyperbole. But they were upset about it. So I felt that I should I told him I would set that straight, so I did. And beyond that, I don't know why that got such a bad feedback, because both of those interviews with Glenn and Bill were very short. So I don't know why that happened.
I really don't, because I
remember hearing it, you know, those interviews, so, you know, I didn't hear nothing wrong in there. You know, they could have got offensive about.
Well, you know, I don't know. But I do understand that if you are in with a candidate, if you think something is negative, you probably are going to be unhappy. I don't doubt that. Now, if somebody from the other side had come up to me and said, well, I think you're being negative, or, wow, it was good that you said that, I would say, well, you know, maybe that was inappropriate. But nobody said that to me. And I guess the big part of this, again, is if they were upset by that, and again, anybody can be upset about anything. When you do something in the media, you're not immune from criticism. I'm not sure why they didn't call the radio station. I mean, it's a public number. I'm not sure why they didn't call me off the air. I mean, I'm sure they could find my phone number. I'm not sure why they didn't approach me in private. It was just very strange that it happened in public, in kind of loudly, and in front of about 30 people. So I don't know why that happened, which,
well,
I think
it's not the first time you've upset somebody, and that's probably not going to be the last time either.
No, and on my behalf, it doesn't bother me, but when I say I'm going to come on and set something straight, I'll do that. And I did say I would set this straight, because if they do feel that me saying that I threw the microphone in their face was inappropriate, then I'll correct that, because I didn't throw it in anybody's face. I did not.
Well, if they win the nomination, aren't they going to expect the microphone to be put in their face on countless issues?
You know, I don't know anymore. Maybe not. Maybe not. I do know this. I will tell you this, that I would not expect to hear from this person. Maybe. I hope. I don't want to curse the chances, because, you know, I feel it's my obligation to interview both people. So,
And you did.
And I did, and I will continue to send requests out. I'm not going to stop sending requests. But will we hear from this person again? I don't know, because I don't know how personal they took this, or if they just don't want to do interviews. I don't know.
If you have one person on 10 times and another person on one time, the difference is the person that was on 10 times came to you wanting to be on.
Well, this happened in
and
a way
the other
with
person can be on as many times as they want to if they get a hold of you.
Well, right. Well, this is what happened in a way when the whole auditor situation was going on, because what happened was the mayor and the city council people were willing to come on. The auditor, Robert Landon, was never willing to come on. Now, I asked Robert Landon many, many, many times to come on. He did not. So if people think we were one-sided in that, we were not. I can't force the man to come on. But I always feel, here's my feeling on the interview. You can go and report a story all day long, and then politicians and people will criticize you, and they'll go, you reported that story wrong, that's not exactly what happened, blah, 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 blah. Well, there are questions of candidates, certainly candidates running for mayor. Now, if I come to you and ask you personally, what happened here? What do you think? Then it's pretty hard to misquote you if I ask you in an interview. So that's why I've always felt the interviews were superior to reporting.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? If people would rather not do the interview and just let people report on things, I guess that's okay. But I always felt interviews are just more accurate than straight reporting.
And you can clear things up, too.
Right.
Reporting that's been done, you know, you don't think it's been quite right, you can clear it up.
You can clear it up. Hey, we got to go to break here, but I'm sure we'll talk more on the other side.
Okay, later.
All right. Well, yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it in that particular situation. I prefer interviews to straight stories. I always have. I feel it's their chance to tell you what is right and what is wrong. When you report on somebody, it's a third-person perspective. And
I just don't always know if that's best, but I do know what's best. We've got to take a break now, and we're coming back in 15
minutes.
You're
listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
Yeah, you know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell with it.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.